Yesterday in his State of the State address, Governor Ducey said, despite a sunny economic outlook, the state won't, in his words, let the good times roll. Instead, Ducey says he plans on significantly boosting the state's rainy day fund.
I'm proposing that we secure Arizona's future and prepare responsibly for the unexpected and the inevitable by bringing our rainy day fund to a record-breaking balance of $1 billion.
Steve Bailey is an associate manager at the Pew Charitable Trust, and he is in Arizona today to testify to the state legislature on exactly this issue. He plans to lay out a best practice approach on how to use and conserve rainy day funds for years to come. So, Steve, thanks for joining us. And let's first look at these funds from the beginning. Arizona's was created in 1990. Tell us, when did these become a preferred tool for state governments?
Really not until relatively recently. So in the 70s, only a very few states had these rainy day funds, or more formally called budget stabilization funds. But slowly over time, especially after a crisis, states would slowly start adding these. And the idea behind budget stabilization funds is to have a formal mechanism that you can put money in and save during good times, but also take money out during bad times. So Arizona, as you said, was created in the 90s and started from very few in the 70s, and now all but two states have a budget stabilization fund.
Oh, wow. Okay. So very prominent today. It sounds like, you know, this seems like responsible economic policy. When are they used? Like, did we see a lot of states tap into those rainy day funds, I'm guessing, during the Great Recession?
That's a great question, and for every state, their purpose might be a little different, but traditionally, yes, during good economic times, you should be putting this money aside, and during bad economic times or perhaps one-time disasters, you should take this money out. So during the Great Recession, all but very few states took money out from their budget stabilization fund, and now slowly states are rebuilding these funds. So prior to the Great Recession in 2008, states had about, on average, 4.8% set aside in these budget stabilization funds, and now that was obviously drawn down during the Great Recession, but now as of 2018, states are up to 5.3%. So states have done a little better than they did even prior to the Great Recession at savings, and I think that's just part of that learning and thinking about really how much does the state need to set aside to protect itself from some of these downturns.
Okay. So in fiscal year 2018, Arizona's Rainy Day Fund was about 4.5% of our general fund revenues. So doubling it, this proposal the governor laid out yesterday in his State of the State, what's your reaction to that idea?
Well, I think that every state is wrestling with these issues, especially if you have one-time money or a surplus. You are trying to figure out how much of that money you can rely on for the next year. And if you've identified some of that revenue as being potentially one-time in nature, then that means that you can't put it, or maybe shouldn't put it, towards an ongoing program. So you have to think about smart one-time options, and savings is certainly one of those options. And for Arizona, while each state's ideal savings target might be different from a variety of factors, like their revenue fluctuations or how much they want to rely on reserves during a downturn, as Arizona thinks about how to use that one-time money, setting some money aside to the rainy day fund certainly makes sense.
Yeah. But when does a state, on the other hand, kind of become an untapped piggy bank, for lack of a better term? Like, where does that line kind of fall for a state to save enough money for emergencies, for economic downturns, like you said, but also, you know, fund state programs? There's a lot of advocates in the state here who are saying, you know, we need that money for education or for whatever it may be.
No, that's certainly an important question, because obviously saving is not an easy decision. For each dollar saved is a dollar that can't be immediately spent on an important program or perhaps given back to the taxpayers as a tax break. And so saving represents an opportunity cost. But you know that if you haven't saved enough, then during a recession, you have to cut those same important programs or raise taxes at a time when residents can least afford it. So you really are trying to find that perfect sweet spot. A few decades ago, when rainy day funds were first created, there was this 5% rule, this idea that a state should have 5%, the equivalent of 5% of their general fund set aside into the rainy day fund. But that theory has evolved and that thinking has evolved because really each state is different. So it really depends on how much your revenues decline during a downturn, how much of that budget gap you want to cover with reserves, and how much you want to cover with other means. So it comes down to not only a state's individual revenue portfolio, but also really how much a state is willing to rely on budget cuts during a downturn, and really how much of a recession you want to guard against. Similar to insurance, if you want to guard against a severe recession, that's going to cost a little more money up front. But if you want to guard against only a moderate recession, only a little less. So in the end, it really comes down to each state's individual preferences.
All right. That is Steve Bailey, Associate Manager with the Pew Charitable Trusts, who is about to testify this afternoon to the Senate Appropriations Committee on Rainy Day Funds. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.